I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. According to the United Nations, there are 1.2 billion children at risk throughout the world. Pioneers, a church planting ministry, wants Christians to help. That's why their children at risk advocate, Tammy Snowden, developed a program called Red Card.
It is a class designed for families to take together to, one, raise awareness for what's happening, two, to mobilize a prayer effort, and three, to provide actual steps that to make a difference.
Red Card educates families and connects them to Christian resources. Then they can have an impact on evangelism. Meanwhile, in a recent trip to Southeast Asia, Vision Beyond Borders visited the hunted in northern Thailand. The Karen are an ethnic people group ruthlessly sought out by Buddhist armies and the Myanmar junta. Soldiers have burnt Karen fields and homes. Over half of the targeted are believers. VBB Partners provides assistance to them and counseling. Pray that God sustains and protects the Karen people's testimony. You can help. We'll connect you at our website. And the newest piece of missionary aviation technology is on its way to Indonesia to serve a pioneer in missionary aviation. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Kodiak airplane is on its way to their base in Kalimantan. MAF's Manager of Aviation Services, Rocky Mason, says the plane is larger, flies faster, and burns jet fuel, which is cheaper. He says this new aircraft will help the church in dramatic ways.
They do a lot of flying trainers out to the local pastors, to the people, to give them the type of training that they need to be able to shepherd a small church or whatever, or to go out and evangelize.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.